Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. So begin to worship. Clap your hands and worship at the same time. He alabado sadabahade. Can I hear your voice? Come on. Ziele Bahadote. Zigabadalala Haya. Rando Maria. Hialala Badosh. What a worship to a God of all flesh. Two hands are lifted. Let's wrap up our worship. Pastor Kofi, may the Lord bless you for what you do for the kingdom. We love you. We appreciate you. Two hands are lifted. Yemeni, nami huwe.
Be my soul, I'm in Jehovah's
name. Yes, the We honor you, Heavenly Father. Kira Badokosa, we are grateful. You are the God of all flesh, and we honor your sovereignty and majesty this morning. For the life we have, we say thank you. For all the provisions in all these crazy times, still we say thank you. Many died and were buried yesterday. But we don't know why we are still alive except your grace. Thank you for your love and mercy. You are the essence of life, the pivot that holds, the center that holds. We ask you this morning to show us your glory. Do us good. Turn situations around. Save the sinner, reclaim the backslider. Let this morning be the morning the miracle begins in the lives of your dear people. May we see Jesus because we want to see Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will set this clay aside and speak your intentions to your people. May we not hear human ideologies. May we hear your word and your revelation. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Somebody shout amen. Come on, people, shout unto God. Give him a celebration. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. I'm going to be with you from now until we bring the curtain down. On this particular one, it's going to be an awesome time in God's presence. I want you to know that this is Alabaster International Ministry bringing you this live broadcast service. We are transmitting from Isaac Kwabena Mponsa Memorial Temple Tesano. It's going to be an awesome moment. So everybody, you know, let them tune in. We are live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. And then we are also live on Amansan Television with GN Television. We are live on Awake TV. Good morning to all our friends on Facebook Live, YouTube, and on Podcast Live. It is an honor to welcome you all to this morning's service. Relax and enjoy. The rest of the service is going to be a great blessing. Pastor Kofi had been ministering or leading us in worship. Man of God, thank you one more time. Talking about Pastor Kofi of Royal House, I fear. Hallelujah. Let me use the opportunity as we all stand and read you God's word. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John, the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John 12, 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. We are here to see Jesus. Having read you that, I will love to use the opportunity to really thank God for Union Muiti and well, baby, you fap him to the me, you free, you honey, and some part, it trade to me, you know, you more yet, you know, any of you know, back, a Tiffy actually, and the same quite a free woman, or say, Hilla Fubu, or one more about fashion as in him, so about the sort one will bear Philip or will free beside that, and what Galilee and ancient the catcher and say, Wuda, your percept, your hunu, yes. I will read Luke, the 21st chapter further, verses number 34 to 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36th verses. Look at some Petra, yet you know, back when you were yet your son and said your sense here, a Tiffy actually and a cocoa, or say, Mummy, Mummy, and a Pucan and Sabra and Quemu Dagononi and Manahau, and Shelly Pabia Cras on them, Namma Tumupo Frimusifidi, or Sabeba won't tear Sassin any so it will be a man once in the beer, yet you are more tenny, will be a young one deemed at your Kanya Friniema Ebebemo. And that weather, holding ladies and gentlemen, also connotes GDA. Ujibia ashadin. When you jibia the granny free near me bebe nemo. We are din the granny bibiba. I wish I can explain it. We are dinner. I want tea the granny free and near me be nemo. A kuchina would be papa nene. We are dinner. So take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that day, the day of the Lord, come upon you unawares, for as a snare is coming upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. The Bible is saying everybody should watch and pray, yeah, that we may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. May the Lord bless the reading of His word this morning. You may be seated in the presence of God, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning to all of you, church. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you. Hallelujah. Your amen is so boring this morning. Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. It's a joy and a blessing. Before I lose myself, let me use the opportunity to commiserate with the families of the Zulu Kingdom in South Africa. His Royal Majesty, the Zulu King, passed on, and we commiserate with the entire nation of South Africa, because South Africa is like a home to me. So I really bring you commiserations, and my prayers and thoughts are with the Zulu land. May the Lord comfort you. I'll use the opportunity to also commiserate with the nation of Tanzania for the loss of your president. I want to you. That man was a man of faith, a great man of God, just like the Zulu King, you know, a preacher, a man of the Holy Spirit, a man filled with anointing. Great grace was upon him. In this corona era, I never saw any president that could believe God openly like the president of Tanzania. And so I want to thank God for your life and the example you were and the great inspiration you were, and give God the glory for your life. Your death has made me or reminded me that man is indispensable, and we live in a particular time and die in a particular time, and therefore we should be able to, you know, honor God. And if you have not yet known him and allow the Christ into your life as Lord and personal Savior, I think it is the time now, because you never know when your time is. Lastly, I want to commiserate with the family of Bob Pixel, one of the most celebrated Ghanaian photographers, who was laid to rest yesterday. Bob, you are an inspiration to a lot of people, especially this young generation. And so I commiserate with your family this morning. I use the W3 platform to eulogize you. Your death is also reminding me that Nipa Obeyiko, you are not too old. And no, people are going to argue. You don't need to be too old. It is a life impactful as you live. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, allow me to present, you know, a plethora of thoughts of God's word, ideas of the mind of the Spirit of the Lord to you, so that we can remind ourselves that this life is very short. It doesn't matter how, you know, you live. Even if you are 100 like my father S.W.O. say, still it is short. Methuselah lived almost 1,000 years. And therefore, you know, if somebody is living 100 years old, I don't think that is any big deal that we should think that we have a lot of time. Death is real and inevitable. Judgment is real and inevitable. The rapture is real, whether you believe it or not, and it's inevitable. And I want to say to everybody, heaven is real and it's inevitable. Hell is also real. Don't be carried away by the deceitfulness of riches and of this world, because the things that I just outlined are all real. Okay, then we are going to live on earth. And if I want to measure the quality of your life, it will be based on 4 things. Number one, you know, discovering your earthly mission or purpose and pursuing it vehemently and meaningfully. Yeah, knowing why you are here, because the days are short. Therefore, it will be a blessing if you know the reason why you are here, so that you can impactfully live your life. Then life will not become just wasting or whiling time, you know, having all kinds of friendship and companionship and living anyhow, because you don't know your time. You will exit. We will all exit. May I remind you to reflect. In the next 100 years, nobody will be here, including the children's church. Nobody will be here if Jesus tarries. Therefore, everybody listening to me must listen raptly, attentively, and let the Holy Spirit touch your heart, and let the Lord make his word assimilate and descend into your heart. Seriously. It's time to take your life serious, because baby, everything now is telling me that the word of God is real. When the Bible talks about Amanihunubre, now I am seeing the portrait very clearly. Yeah, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 1, the Bible has outlined, you know, very few things very clearly. The Bible said, know this also, that in the last days, perilous or wicked or cruel or difficult times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves. They will be lovers of pleasure. They will be proud. They will be covetous. They will be blasphemous. They will be disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. The Bible said, yeah, they will, you know, be without natural affection, covenant breakers, false accusers. Men will be incontinent, fierce, despisers of that which is good. Yeah, they will be, you know, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. When I look at that perilosity of time, it really amazes me. Somebody was telling me the other day and showed me a bill of lading or a pro forma invoice. I looked at the invoice, then I realized how perilous the times have become. You know, he showed me an invoice of iron rods that were bought for 2,300 Ghana cedis last year. Now, the same quantity of iron rods is 5,300 Ghana cedis. Is that the way we increase commodities? It is just going perilous, difficult times. Very difficult times. When I even look at our recent budget, you know, it tells me the word of God is real. I thought we were drinking that water for free. And I thought we were, you know, enjoying that electricity for free. Now we need to pay for it in a different way. This tells me that God's word cannot be debated. You will pay taxes at the port, taxes on commodity, taxes on fuel, increment of life, perilous times. Mubetia. Ti dokuno ani ebono dokuno ba cause 50 pesos, you know. Now we have come to the place where dokuno fear be a demo 2 series. Perilio, me si bibi ba wini gidia, kwesi eda so a, ah, kwesi eda so a, obeko bobo. Obeko akobobo. And so when I begin by talking about, you know, live life to the max, discover your purpose, at all costs, pursue what God has placed on your heart. Because, you know, some are going to be engineers, some are going to be, you know, entrepreneurs, business people. Some are going to come up and do amazing things like technology, building infrastructure, politics, governance, you know, rulership, leadership, and all stuff like that. And so the first value of your life will be quantified the day you lay down by the impact that you made with your purpose, your vision on earth, your assignment on earth. There is something why you are here. There is a reason why you are still on this earth. There is a reason. If you have not found that reason, I give you a life assignment to pray and seek God for that particular assignment. Do you realize that people can die and you realize that they didn't even realize why they were on earth? And so the real potentials, a writer said, is in the cemetery, because people cannot really lead their purpose and maximize it to the full. In other words, everybody that is seated here, let's say that you are like John the Baptist. Your only job is that you are a voice preparing the way of the Lord and making his path straight. If you are a Solomon, your only purpose is to build a temple and also, you know, go lead a nation in an investment, and then let that investment run that nation, and let that temple be an awe and a wonder to all people. Let's say that you are a Noah. Yeah, you are a Noah that you are leaving, and God gives you an assignment, and your only assignment is to preach the gospel and build an ark for rescue. That is your only assignment. Yeah, when let's say that you are a David, you are going to be a lover of God, a worshiper, a king, a priest, you are going to be a father, and you are also going to be, you know, a husband to some women. Let's say that you are an Abraham. Your only purpose on earth is to instruct your children after God. In other words, generations will come after the Almighty. So when he met Abraham, he said, I am God Almighty. Walk thou before me and be ye thou perfect. That is your assignment. You stick to your assignment. If you are a Pastor Kofi, your only assignment is to be an investor and be an entrepreneur, a worshiper, a songwriter. You lead the people of God into the presence of God and use the aspect of your investment to push the gospel in terms of resources. And so let's say that you are, you know, somebody sitting in this building and has discovered your purpose. You don't waste time with useless friends and useless content on the internet. You don't have time for wasting because your life is short. Your life is short. Your life is short. Let's say that you are a Steve Jobs. Your only assignment is to lead a technology giant to raise up something like Apple. But Steve Jobs didn't start Apple. He also started, you know, Pixel. Something Pixel, or Pixel, so whatever. It's a cartoon children company that left something. And then but his real assignment is Apple. Now, the moment Apple releases a phone, everybody wants the phone. That was somebody's assignment. And so our assignment is not beggy, it's not chenibaho, it's not to say anything, it's not an internet wangumaso. Your assignment is not mansochen, your assignment is not a wuti, your assignment is not insinwunu, your assignment is not nyachum, your assignment is not amoya, your assignment is not jiobikunu, your assignment is not jiobiyire, your assignment is not empinachia, your assignment is not ajifi. Your assignment is not that. I'm looking at if that were those were the assignment. God has created you and placed something unique and special in you. When I look into the scriptures and I look at somewhere like Genesis chapter 4, I look at the man that was born. Genesis 4:1. Let's possibly start from there. And then, you know, we see exactly Genesis chapter number 4 and verse number 1. They're talking about, you know, Adam knew his wife, Eve. And, the Bible said, emphatically, let me open up my key Bible and let's read up something unique from God's word. Say amen. Amen. Yeah. Okay, let's go from verse number 19. Genesis chapter number 4 and verse number 19. The Bible said that there was a man by the name Lamech. And this Lamech, the Bible said, had two wives. And those two wives produced. The first wife was Adah. The second one was Zillah. They produced four children. The first child in verse number 20 was Jabal. The Bible said that he was the father of all them that dwell in tents and all that has handled or had cattle. You know, in other words, he was the founder. Listen to exactly that. Go back to verse number 20. He was the founder. You know, all that dwell in tents simply means construction, you know, architecture, ambience, structural engineering, civil engineering. He was the father of all that. He was the father of all them that had cattle. In other words, he was the father of agriculture. He was the father of, you know, processing things like meat and beef and pork and all that. He could turn it into canned product, you know, corned beef and baking and all stuff like that. He was the father of processing corn into cornflakes. He was the father of bringing things like cerelac, cow and gate, SMA. He was the father of processing. Somebody was on earth and he founded most of the things that we see. When you sit in a supermarket and you look at all the things that have been labeled on the shelves, this man was their founder. The next child of this Lamech was, his name was Jubal. The Bible said, and his brother Jubal, he was the father or founder of all them that handle harp or organ. In other words, he was the founder of music. He was the founder of what Ohima Mercy is doing right now. He was the founder of what Pastor Kofi is doing right now. He is the founder of what Uncle Ato is doing right now. If Michael Jackson came to town, this guy God is their founder and father. He all that handled the harp and organ. He was the founder of Stephen Yane. He was the founder of all them that handle instrumentation, entertainment. He was the father. His job and assignment on earth was to found these things and lead it. And that is what he did. The next, you know, brother, his name was Tubal Cain. Tubal Cain, the Bible said he was an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. Yeah, brass is not a metal, it's an alloy. Those of you who did a little bit of science in school, brass is an alloy. It's a combination of two composite commodities put together. And so this guy is the founder of all them that founded, you know, equipment and handled, you know, machinery. People that handle. Let's welcome Pastor Jeff into the house. Are you clapping? Apostle Jeffrey Quason is in the house. Are you clapping? Lunchtime prayer. This Tubal Cain was the founder or father of all them that, you know, the Bible said that handled every artificer in brass and iron. The Bible said this guy, in other words, if I'm looking for speakers for a crusade in Kumasi, I need to go and see Tubal Cain. He will manufacture the speakers. He uses artificery to manufacture air conditioners, to manufacture the microphone, to manufacture equipments and machinery like cars, like vehicles, like, you know, equipments like that, like the cameras we are using, like the switches we are using, like the internet we are using. The people who went to this guy, their events were solid. Why? Because Tubal Cain was an instructor. He was the founder of all them that handle, you know, brass and iron. And then their sister, only sister, by the name Naama. The Bible didn't say anything about her, but her name only defines who she was. The name Naama comes from the Hebrew word Naam, which simply means a dancer, a lovely beautician, and also a model. That is what the name means. In other words, this lady is the founder of all them that are into beauty, fashion. All the people that goes, people like Oswald Boateng, people like Coco Chanel, people like Tom Ford, people like Roger, people like Clive Christian, people like Tom Ford. You know, this woman is their founder. She founded fashion. When I look at the beauty of everybody that is sitting in this place, your founder is this woman. How to fix your hair, how to fix your face, how to fix your nails, how to match your shoe to your dress. You know, if you miss this lady, you'll be having a yellow shoe and a green suit at the same time. If you miss this lady, you will be, you know, having a dinner jacket, like I see many preachers do. They're having a dinner jacket and they are preaching with it. You don't bring a dinner jacket to church in the morning. You know, there are jackets you take to dinner. There are jackets you take for an evening wear. If you're looking for something official, you know, it must be a plain color, you know, one simple color. And oftentimes the official color will either be black or navy, you know, and you don't see people, they're wearing suit and they are wearing a chain and you know, and they are not a bishop. You are wearing a suit, tie, and a chain. Sister, go and look for Naama and let her check you out. Good to me. Tiania! Meme, what happened? They must sing map. Almost a month, they will dress and go check it. The check was sent to you, but to a year. Hallelujah. Go check it! This lady will be the person that will match you out. Sometimes I sit in church and I look at the dressing that people bring in church. I realize that they have missed Naama. They have missed Naama very quickly because atadiye bi oho ayem fa ma sorry. Atadiye bi oho, makeup bi oho ayem fa ma sorry. Color bi oho. You can't bring a hot red lipstick to church on Sunday morning when you should be taking it to the nightclub on Friday night. Tianiye! Oh, you're not hearing what I'm talking about. You have missed Naama. Yeah, you have missed Nama. Sometimes I look at some of the eyelash extensions and I realize you miss Nama plus your mirror. Yeah. I did be on my timon say, and you be a woman is who be a now so I got Tamna the Ash. I'm gonna sue a baby a unit now so cool fiano call you the wooty. Me show tikwan kureya is who su ya. You know, I realize you miss Nama. You miss them. Yeah. All the people who modeled and all that. Sometimes I realize if we are a folk random dressing chamber. Yeah. If we are for seriously. You know, when I look at, you know, I was watching the wedding documentary of Prince Harry and his wife, and I look at the wedding dress that Prince Harry and Prince William, their wives, their wedding dress, and I compare it to some of the wedding dresses that I see in church, then I realize you people have not repented yet. Yeah, you have missed Nama and you have missed discretion and you have missed your mirror. Yeah, these are some of the things. Atabiye show who kuna catch you say you too and fatawa ba wafo nensu se unhunu nti ense unhunu piani angenya me ajenjela ense unhunu nti wasile mu utru mu eno wahini na negu. Adding in them, nipani sangro phone nensu no amo pre amo ba asodia ni enye seed kura ano di seed aba. Any seed, I'll be presenting true money actually. T.I. Yeah. Sometimes I'm looking at a woman of God, a preacher. I'm a share, you know, a suit trouser or a skirt trouser. I'm a share it to a good trouser. And yet you are a woman of God and supposed to be an example to the believers. And I'm wondering, what are you thinking? And we want to see Jesus. We want to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Be made conformable unto his death. We want to serve God in spirit and in truth. We want to serve God in dignity, in decency, in decorum, and in integrity. That is how we want to serve God. We'll be sorry, a failure. We'll be distracting all. But to your son, them, now a show will be new for our pump. Now it be the apprehension, it draws him. But, or to your sorry, there. Moyario, generation ye. Mojare. I'm serious. Mojare. Generation yare to so many. Generation mojare to say Ghana. Ghana yare. Your city yare. Your economy yare. E yame mwangwa. Say yem penny for imu bebre. En hulu say yare. We have lost touch with reality. Mojare. Tell you. It means when we begin to talk about the GDP growth, the economy grew by 3.4%. Really? I'm shocked. I am shocked. I am very shocked. Grew by 3.4%. In other words, Ghana is the best economy in Africa. We are here. We are here. Sana are here. Yeah. Moti esichira. Moji nsenchine. Yeah. Unza we are here. We are here. Would the idea that could have went into a big kind of crowd or against what time? That is how I'm with Shari, yes, I will mine. Aye, yeah, will be a car, someone can beat me up, war me, and puntunin and cankronin in Peter, a genius who are town for, and that person, you know, anybody that is not having the praises of the government of the day will be an enemy of it. And I realize, ladies and gentlemen, this is why institutions cannot speak the truth and people cannot talk truth to people who are in authority. There are projects that, you know, some of my leaders feel is accomplished, but you go there and nothing is there because we can't speak the truth. We don't like the truth. Praise the name of the Lord. Bring the scripture back. Let us build from there, you know, and build up on something unique as we, you know, rotate on God's word. And so he builds up, you know, to Balkin and Nama. These were, you know, serious people. By the premise of this scripture, I am going to say that at all costs, make use of every 24 hours. The fact that you are a Christian doesn't mean, I see people who are preachers and say, you know, because I'm a preacher, the Lord has called me full time, and that is why I don't do anything else. Brother, the way the world is proceeding into the pivot of the eschatology of this end time, I'm telling you, if you don't find 3, 4, 5 streams of income, you are joking. I'm serious. You are joking. I sit in church and sometimes I look at how Christians have become beggars. And to when are you going to be a beggar? Wake up! And so you are going to make very good use of your time. At all costs, work hard. And when you meet will be. Yeah. At all costs, you will be blessed with money. Make money. Yeah, make money. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children. If you are here by now and you have been living in Accra for 20 years and you don't have a house, you are on the way to fail your own self and your destiny, and God is not happy with what you are doing. Let me speak to the daughters of Zion and the ladies of the house and everybody that is watching and listening. Let me tell you, it is not a man that will complete you. You are a complete being. This is why you see people suffering in an abusive relationship. This guy beats you, insults you, talk nonsense and madness against you, and yet you are still sitting. Sometimes it breaks my heart that oni panokwa onye wadi enso po enkwa si adwene te se na wote ho se nyame beye yesi nyame suso enkwa si afo so enkwa si asem so. I'm talking to you. Oni obi atena. I was speaking to a lady yesterday in the service. Oni obi atena. 10 years. I have told them I want to bless your marriage next month in this place. And once I send a message to your family and tell them, you know, yem pet 1,000 gonna be no more fan to a castle. Minim so mobile boy a carbon year 500, upa pesica 200, umami 200, and go dasika 100,000. We bring you here and then we bless that marriage. Me jump na chin of phone and fast when you so be me and now baby be and a wobre go. I am going to explain Jejenchie from the Akan or Tree dictionary is the word, you know, and kwasia fun napeni. Any Jejenchie, kwasia mu kwasia. Jejenchie ye oke we as ER exclamated, underlined, and highlighted. I'm telling you. Now it's getting uncomfortable. Me who say heat ba dem air conditions is so bad heat ba. Tear! Ma bebre ni madiane no a. Shade yan fun bi a we si we change check esi kwa ho. E be den na wari na ye nika. Ewie nso anajo na ne yire ni kunu kan san so kwa ya je mi mo ma bre. This is the fourth Sunday the Lord is repeating this. I don't know why. Should be my answer comes. Apart from say, you know, obeye wa damfo no aye wo nua obeye a companion, a partner, a suitable helpmate. Ya idru anajua babru se mi nu da wo mo ye wo mo she ya rotoso ne to tiri ameka no roto idru anajo. Hey mami, preach me preach. And so when I quantify life and I measure the quality of life, I am saying, number one, you will have to discover your purpose and the vision, reason, assignment why you are on earth. Number two, you will need to touch lives, love, attention, discretion, purpose. The people who are walking by the rules, I don't judge them. You don't say that. Be kind to people. Be generous to people. Put a smile on somebody's face. The Bible said in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 10, you know, when you have the opportunity to do good, please don't miss it. Do good to all men. If we therefore have the opportunity, let us do good to all men, including Muslims, including Arikrishnas, including idol worshippers, including witches, including every human being that is on earth. It doesn't matter who they are, including Rastafarians, including fetish, including everybody. There should be no discrimination. Let us do good to all men when we have the opportunity, especially to them that are in the household of faith. We have widows among us. We have poor people among us. We have underprivileged people among us. We have less privileged people among us. When we have the opportunity, let us do good to them. Instead of, you know, saying all manner of crazy things about those people, let us do good to them if we have the opportunity. Yeah. Number three, when I'm measuring the quality of your life, you will have to sit down and analyze all the mistakes you have made in life and learn some lessons out of it. Sometimes, where I live, you know, I look at young ladies. Still, then I realize how foolish they are. Because you can learn some lessons out of this. Let me tell our gospel musicians, not every marriage will succeed. I can understand that. But when the marriage breaks up, don't be quick to remarry. Because you are an injured woman. And therefore, you need to heal. You need some therapy in your heart and some therapy in your life. I see people divorce with their husbands, and then within 1 year, they are married. You married as a wounded person, and you have not sat down to analyze and assess what went wrong in the previous relationship or marriage. So that, because it takes two always to tango, you cannot tell me that the man or woman was the only reason why it didn't work. You should be able to understand that you were a contributor. Once there is an action, there is a reaction. Once there is an action, there is a reaction. So I'm talking to everybody. Let's welcome Nana Akunedu into the house. Peace FM 104.3 FM. Hallelujah. And that's a dear husband. Let's welcome them. Mena me announce who you ma with the demon. Mena me announce so. Sen winyam shasa to me why me frebus yemu mammy. Mena me announce so. Hallelujah. And so what I'm talking about, you touch lives. Pastor Jeff organized during Christmas. They did a free medical care, and then they distributed, you know, dry meals and, you know, raw meals to people, rice, oil, whatever, to people who are less precarious, who will never go for a medical checkup. You know, they brought them together in a mass quantity, like 5,000, and they checked them out and gave them food, advised them, and all stuff like that. God alone will make somebody adhere or listen to the gospel rather than going to tell people mu amashem trousers ni makeup na mo ko hell. You are rather talking nonsense, because if we don't touch people with the love of God, your noise in dumb broadcasting is noise in the hearts of those people. Noise! If the church, if this church cannot touch communities, just, or they say, December, and they have been doing it for all this while. Nana ya kunedu, ya, mami biyama kwa afo, akosia sapo. They put themselves together. People give them things because they work with service, you know, providers, people in hospitals, people in da da da. They give them things and money. And instead for them to enjoy with their families, this particular Christmas, they gathered widows. They even sent us a message. If there are any widows in the church or in our branches, please bring them all together. And Mama Rita gathered the widows and sent them to an event at Fise, and they put them together, taught them, encouraged them, and gave them entoma and mo anwa sika and all that. And I'm not talking about small widows, a lot of them. You are touching lives. So by the time it comes, like Bob Pixel was laid to rest, when we lay you to rest, your works will speak on earth and in heaven. Your works. Answer to me, mom, some papa, and I won't take it off. As I bring my message to a close, let me put it this way, and then we are off. Everybody seated here, I mean, don't be mean. I'm telling you, don't be mean. That is godliness. Godliness. I know people that have been adopted. When I look at what Talk Life GS does, I don't know how you do it, but the truth of the matter is that when I look at it critically, people you take care of in school, people you pay in school fees with, because yes, upon the other day was telling me about, you know, a lady they have adopted and they are taking care of Talk Life GS, and the lady came back home and sent me phone, I say, and they went to the extent of buying a new phone, laptops and all stuff like that, you know. Would be better now, sorry, them up but tongues ebu house and me yet in a mema be two phone and laptop a mana me me re near me ya and sanama who be re near wobe ya who be re near we ye na no na o shimune see me Christo a kim na safo a kodada. Now at the time I be cast as he's no mema utiye. Mema utiye. Touch lives. Ukunu mani ma miska na ubuf. Ukunu mani on no mami a wo no mani unya no ware yen. Na ubuf. Wo mami ba ni yasiyesi a wo dan wa bechi ya ni watu. Chasa wo wabushi ya fuwa nemra. This is how the whole world is becoming like, oh. Yeah. Yes, you can say me was a meeting St. Peter, Erunsia, Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 24. If any man will come after me, let him first deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. In other words, you cannot come after Christ without self-denial, put the scripture there. Yeah. You know, Matthew the 16th chapter. If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself. Now, yes, you catch in the sea for say, to be a person who did me, my name Panuichi. Yeah. Panwechi, I won't put you in America once. My name Panwechi. Ya no man has seen me, so no one nimachi. Ya Panwechi, and ya madadana trim, ya ma fufraba. Utimu sign, they are body of fufroco down prechi, one sorry about sorry. My dear chin would I need to be frail, eh, your cousin, if we are, and I say, would I would draw so. It is one woman and I draw so. Hey, Oba, sorry, I won't share the rose. You won't come home. Everybody want no more. When I say touch lives, I cannot look at Mama Comfort and say, "Mommy, why if you know, ah, we come here for time. Make sure when you make up number, you look sweet." Ebrenua me me yirenua me nini frifie baye no. I couldn't admire her. What kind of hypocrisy is that? You can admire other people. You can cherish other people. You can celebrate other people. You can't celebrate your own. That is your yari ebaku or Ghana. Somebody creates a suit in France or in Italy, and we want that suit. Yaya dianu aya yohana yempe. Wunim se mu bebre ohono ma yetugu mu Ghana. And so wunim ojo is Thailand. And then I make a chilo. Because now no as a perfume rice ye kama yi mark marko. Ye yewo isirim. Ye isirim mo. When we catch ourselves in Ghana, I want to enter Thailand. Normally, the dragon at home. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know the elephant at home, or the chimpanzee at home. Yeah. So, who pay me? This is the reason why Kwasi Ansore. Ube ko Jimmy in Kuan, who mu Jimmy. Oba for Michael, Aba Michael. I'm a call baby. I said, Oba for Nefisa. And I'm saying, Oba for Nami Nims in Nefisa. Nefisa. I said, Oba for Nadia. And then he said, Then Oba will be as on the Mugunyan. And I'm saying, Chema, or then go see any Munaba. I'm a papa and go see any woman in the movie. Tinami feelings and no fan cabra, you know. I saw the Santo, Omo Yayan, Omo Frodo, almost 32 people. Copia police get to cut quarters, BSP, Mammon, and I could do programs who be seven. Yeah, on CG gold. They will give you a real gold. CG gold, Udru fear, be multiply. Sana Motia, and young one was a mutual luto. And young one was a motivating companies. Because one page, my dinner. A brand theater, some will make it kitty. We could look to free 3 years ago, about 7539. So, our number will be in 1982. A boss, I know 2021. I was it to me, but who are junior? You're the Pemo. Who near junior? The Pragotem. Who near junior? You see toilet. Ghana! Now the microphone I could show this one. The strong man penny said, "You come here now, you wanna? You ni an nebia? Oh man penny, you two abama wanna? Yes, that was said. Be ya nebia, man. Oh man penny, so who brew? Into what mu chama? I said, be si an nebia. And my woman tidiya wo tianiya. Munsiya munyangwa siya from ugu akurase. Ememe wo kumu na muntimi ma asafujuma into toilet." A dear Waka Yashima Koma, or some man in Memena, Yenibo Mungo Sunimum. I see our journey Mungo Sunimum. Monyamo, Munimum. Obawa Hana Bemaha, no, some brown batch and Remeho, brown batch. Sana Motia. Go to Dubai, go to Abu Dhabi, go share the beauty of beaches. Neko Bukum, Neko a lighthouse, a baby, a slaughterhouse area. Go check it! A billion crop on Neko Beach. What do you say? Why do you say no? Yeah, First Timothy. First Timothy. Second Timothy, rather, chapter 3, verse 8. Second Timothy 3:8. Fatuboard, I want to read you the encore. Sania yeni ni yambra eni mose di esie no sa ena we no monso ne nokure edi esie tie ye we ye nipa won atwen asay won atwen asay awochi eno nam de ti okay 101.7 FM. Do you know that in Mali, it's an Islamic nation, fully Islamic nation. In Senegal, same thing. In Mali and Senegal, they can go to sleep. People cannot, they will not close their shops. They go to sleep. Nobody will steal. I went to South Africa in a community. Because I'm punchy, baby. When I'm sad and I'm punchy, what has I'm saying, I'm punchy. I'm saying, hey. Yeah, you're bugger me, you know. Interesting. You could have moved the boom, could I be you? Now, what happened? Myself and Diddy, we traveled to Dubai in a shop, buying something from a shop. And the guy said that the thing is in one annex of the shop, so he's going to get it. He was the only person there. So he left us. Myself and my Diddy, we were waiting. For 20 minutes, the guy was not coming. So I was telling Diddy, no, this guy doesn't understand that we could steal some of these things and run. And then when he came, I said, why do you leave us alone in this shop? Because we can't steal anything. He said, you can't do that. I said, how do you know? He said, you dare not do that. He said, the cameras in this shop are connected to the police central cameras. Or say, if you steal from the shop, I give you 10 minutes. The police will stop you. Because these cameras are intertwined with the central cameras. And so if this alarm goes up, it will beep on their dashboard. And then the GPS will start tracking you. Wow. And cream of war. In the 7 states of the United Arab Emirates. Return so I'm in crew for you blasting. And I got a mukan kan and a tikure. And he said, should you even defile that and do that? Won someone with a fire at the end. Yeah, the betoho. Na ye di lima. Abonia. Axe. Ubi bekase akese. Eye friho. So when you see people walking without hands, limbs, that is the reason. But see, nobody steals here. And when I study the Arabs, they don't lie. Here, you can have some preachers who are professional liars. Mo amoti ti ya emema bebre din tra chira o. Mo se ne papa fie ba ko ene castle. On a poultry farm ni Jubilee House. And now we did. When you marry, and when you say where you can't meet. Two number now, we were from home by so I'm going to praise the Lord. So she should have been saying, you know, I'm so mad. Oh, yeah, praise the name of the Lord. The last thing in the measuring of the quality of the life you are living on earth, give your life to Christ and serve Him well. Oh, you can clap those hands. Give your life to Christ. And your battery Christ or some rise on some organa. And you know what I'm gonna make. Make John chapter 3, verse 3. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse number 5. Except a man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That's what I'm talking about. You must be soundly born again. We are born again.
We are born again to be master and God club at the same time. And you more funny and count our life. We are born again, so men to a neutral. And you will never go there. A born again Christian can never say me a coffee, a malomo boy. You can't say that. Because when you were sempano, will be born again here rather than and you're between him 3, 4, 9. No,
or you're born again. Abanu a wosoni you will do GD papa ye enimutiye ya. Aho sheswo aho daswo aho pechiri. Oni nyame nante kurun kurun yim. Se eni pan oye juma ewo GRA. Oma mekanjo se tax no eye 10 cities. Nanso untimin tia tia 5. Na yentwero mfa baby na honto. Iti boy se ubehwe nwe sidan kakra na odem. Enje wewu. No bi aba be fada no. Tin kwasi ewu no de no an ewu mu. Kwasi ewu na no an ewu mu. You know young boy be se 18 na not to ada kem se nyame afre no so medo ana wo mepam. Yewu aso de weye den. Uhia mo he den. Gana hie ni pa mo masom and all that people to be resiliently entrepreneurial. Na ini pa be kono odam paso na fu adoa because krono ni nyai nya atwema wudie nse hunu and that is what it is. See a ta pa obi fo obi re ma dudu wa we ba church ni mo ni pa pe kuno num wenye obi ya obi ira waye no ho ade ahye ne kawa okwa adwuma no abibutu ne so bible said ye wako obi yire hunu ni be moda if he say was ro ho ye di asem. Ye beti wasema mwedi fo. Ye ni asema wanka babro nka se. Yesu tiye jane nseni fasu uye dima. Ye di asema. Ye di wasema wabetofo. Iti mi mesika. Mwumfanya culvert, gutters, road. Beko niye chema mpunafo. Aburi odoni ya kwa sape tepne ya tutu. Beko kwa sira so no matutun to manu moti asori ni. Contractor aba asori, honorable aba, mumana kunya. Kosa obe ma asori no $500, so mumfan tuwa densi iso. Iti no kurianka si inti mingi kemi nchira homo. Ubi pesuwa mu ubi yejuma. Mu pesuwa taking sexual advantage over that person. Obe tenason dem inti mingi kano kure nchira no. Frisi ye jai kristo ni mwasa muka. Ubi nya visa mo kwa aburu chile. Diye bene daho. Mono wiase ana ni eme wo mu obi do wiase eja ni do ni ni bo eh ni eme kikra ye na go to the car park right now you'll be amazed. Mercedes, Range Rovers, Land Cruisers, Ford Explorers, name them, you know, BMWs and all that, Toyota whatever, Nissans. Makachro, clearly I will not lie to you. First Peter chapter 1 and verse number 24 you read that. When Bob Pixel died and they had his 1 week, I know he's a very good friend of yours, Mami, and they put one of his cameras on the, you know, the table where they were taking the book of condolences. They put one of his, he's a photographer, a professional photographer. Most of the photographs that you see is Bob Pixel, but you don't know that he did it, you know. And they put one of his cameras. There's no camera in this world that is latestly from Canon to Sony to Nikon or whatever it is that Bob doesn't have. He has every top camera. You know, you say you read and look at the scripture again. I finish up with that. Ghana Muntie said, you're more from Niema Muntie. Unam na te se wira. Na woni pa nu onyam na te se wira ne nhwire. E wira ne hye. E nhwire ne bepo. Yeah. For all flesh is as grass. And all the glory of man is laid gone. Where's laid gone? Yeah. The Bible said the grass will wither. The flower will fade away. A day is coming. Somebody will dress you up and put you in a casket. Anyway, read your home. Psalm 39 and verse 4. Every day, mami hunu me wie ye. The person hunu me wie. Messi ni peri ye nye fiu. Peri ye fenano. Ye chief director bi, you know, before ye chief director ko ye high court judge. Ye ko ye ni abone bi sabo fra. And he had to tell the angel and he said, interesting. Pensioners here were depot. Pensioners meet me. You're running pampas. yet in a true movie. Penny, oh, why a judge? Pension is bare 2,000. I took my father there and I saw other pensioners. Judge! Brown was say! The father, whom I used to, not so many years. You had a fedefene, nada. No! So my brother, you. They are assembling now that we hear. So you know, now, so your mom, Pai Magana, you know, sir, play the national anthem for us. And then let's pray for this country and ask the grace of God and the love of God. And I don't know, preach, you know, Ungoviana, Witty, Ubeti, Etiemo, TV phone, Bidumo TV. Hallelujah. Play the national anthem. Stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana that is on the altar and pray for this country. We make an intercession. And Father, whilst your people are making intercession for this nation, I pray for forgiveness. I pray for atonement. I pray that you wash us. Wash all the stained blood on our flag. All the innocent blood, including Adam Mahama, the MPP constituency chairman, including Adam Mahama, captain or major of the Ghana Armed Forces. Deliver us by the forgiveness of your grace through the blood of Christ, in the precious name of Christ Jesus. Have mercy of all the evil that were purported against the judges. Yes! Against the generals. Forgive the madness of what happened with the Takrade girls, to the point that this nation have not even on a national level had a memorial, just a memorial for these Takrade girls. And their parents are bleeding. Father, forgive them. Forgive this nation. Forgive everybody that was involved and that meddled or intermeddled and fidgeted and turned justice upside down. Forgive us. Forgive us. Whatever you be doing, wherever you be going this week, can you commit your life into the hands of the Lord? Remember to pray for your children and pray for your spouse and pray for your enterprise and whatever you do, asking the grace of God. Before we close this morning service, come on, in the name of Jesus. Kirona kadi mereka zila dadando mrakadano tandi zulani dativa apando te da kiro daka radadane miko zilimi ya havra kado te. Open doors and avenues and ways for your people. If the people which are called by your name will humble themselves, if they will pray, if they will turn from their wicked ways, hear us, O God. Wash us in the blood. Heal our land. For only 10 seconds, I want us to pray for the president of Ghana. And the first family, I want us to ask the message of God in the name of Jesus for this nation. We pray for the government, the team in government. Yeah, asking the grace of God. Let the Lord let them know. God caused them to know that if you remain faithful to God, God will be faithful to you. If you forsake God, God will forsake you. May the Lord cause His Excellency and His team to understand that. We pray for Nana Dankwa Ekufuado and our mother lady Rebecca, the first family, and pray for the team in government. Ambassadors, ministers of state, regional ministers, deputy ministers, DCEs, MCEs. We pray in Jesus' name that you will succeed. Only in the fear of God and in the love of God. Yeah. And in the service of God. Your two hands are on your chest. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Your word is alive, quick and sharper than every two-edged sword. It cuts asunder to the separation of the bone and marrow as of the soul and spirit. Your word is a discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart. I pray in the name of Jesus, let your word wash us. John chapter number 15 and verse number 3. Let it wash us. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 26 and 7. May we be washed and cleansed in the word. Yeah, and by the washing of water by the word. I pray in the name of Jesus that when we leave this place this morning, everybody who watched and listened, I pray in the name of Jesus that everything will work together for their good. And the covenant blessings of Nshremu Nshremu Nshrangua will be their portion. Oh God, I commit everybody's child into your hands and pray for your covering and providence in the precious name of Jesus. Let your grace abound and the heaven open and smile on us and do us good. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Let the believer say, amen. You don't know Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior before we leave this morning. You watched us and listened. Please pray this simple prayer with me and you have become born again. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer with us. I'm asking your favor and kindness and your hand of blessing in the precious name of Christ Jesus, my Lord. And somebody shout amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Thank you.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.